Now, if the person and the skandhas are one entity which truly exists, then either the five skandhas would become one, or the one person would become five. This is in the instance when they truly exist.